Test 68, Section 2, Question 11. Now, with this one, we are trying to describe how the statement that most people are taught to be cautious interpreters of languages fits in the argument. So this is a role question. So we get our passage, and it says, maps are like language. They can be manipulated in order to mislead. Well, that's a really cheery view of language and maps. That most people are not generally misled by words, however, should not lead us to think that most people are not susceptible to being misled by maps. So the fact that we aren't tricked by words shouldn't mean we should have the same feeling about maps. Most people are taught to be cautious interpreters of language, but education in the sophisticated use of maps is almost non-existent. And so what we're trying to understand is the statement that most people are taught to be cautious interpreters of language. Well, what this really is doing is it's highlighting a difference between maps and language, saying in language we're taught to be cautious interpreters, but with maps most people are not trained in the sophisticated use of them. So it points out a difference, and that difference then is what supports the conclusion that we should not assume that because people can understand language and are not tricked by that they won't be tricked by maps. So it's basically saying, though these two things are similar, there are relevant differences, and so we can't assume the same things about them. So A, it is offered as an analogical case that helps clarify the meaning of the conclusion. I don't think that that's what it's saying. It's actually giving us a differential case, not an analogical case. It is a conclusion drawn from the claim that the education and sophisticated use of maps is almost non-existent. It's not a conclusion, it's pointing out a difference. It is part of a distinction drawn in order to support the argument's conclusion. So I like distinction. Distinction and difference are kind of the same thing. And it does support the conclusion, that is, we can't assume that people will not be tricked by maps. And then it is offered in support of the contention that maps have certain relevant similarities to language. No, this one's actually pointing out a difference, not a similarity. And then it is the conclusion drawn in the argument. Now, it's not our conclusion. It's simply a difference that then helps support why we need to be more careful with maps. And so therefore, answer choice C is our best one.